This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast with all the excitement of trying to find our hidden presenters, Nick Grimshaw and Greg James, on their hide and seek challenge. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Good to be with you. It's Scott and Chris, and we're still looking for Grimmy and Greg. I mean, they're particularly well hidden.
They're very well hidden, but we're going to take this up another level this show, aren't we? We've got a we've got our own private investigator. It seems rude not to use him.
That's the thing, you see. We are the only show with a show PI, and I think that's going to make all the difference. Hello, James.
Hi, guys.
So, James joins us today, and together we are going to blow this whole thing apart.
I mean, I'm hoping.
I mean, yeah, we can't guarantee that, but if anyone will know how to do that, it'll be you, James.
Yes.
Greg, Grimmy, are you there?
Yes. We are here. But right. Where are we?
You are...
Where are you?
Yeah, where are you?
Yeah, okay.
At 1:40 this afternoon, James is currently preparing what can only be described as an interrogation. And he'll have that for you soon, but you will be faced with some pretty tough questions, okay? He's just doing his job.
Worried because we're very, very sleep deprived and feeling weird.
Yeah. We feel a bit funny. I feel like we've been to Glastonbury.
Yeah.
I feel the Birmingham thing was really, really annoying. Like, I thought we had you there.
That was good, wasn't it?
Also, can I ask, right, because we were listening and you were like, okay, Dev, there's three lifts, turn right again. How did you know how to do that?
We did research. We looked into how you'd get to that viewing platform. It's quite easy to do because we're seeing what everyone's tweeting as well.
Yeah.
So when people were putting together like, oh, I think they're on the viewing platform of the library in Birmingham, we can just get somebody here to call the library and be like, sorry, I just want to come to the viewing platform. How do you get there?
Oh, wow. So, I mean, yeah. I was so impressed by that because I was like, they've done it. They're gonna get the gong. But you had all the right directions. You two are clever.
Just thrown together.
There is one place that I'm... Like, I feel like we're catching up. Like, we've come in, but there is one place I'm seeing a lot of people mention, Scott. And I think we've got to start looking into a totally different angle now, obviously, from the Midlands. And are you seeing the same?
Yeah, because the Midlands has been ruled out, so we can all scrap that off. Also, Greg's old university, which is UEA in Norwich, is being mentioned a lot. Remember, if you're listening earlier, they said they can see hills. Now, please, hun, someone point me to where the hills are in Norwich. Flat as a pancake. So let's strike that off as well. See, I've really been thinking about this.
Hey, hun, where the hills are?
Scott Mills.
We're playing a massive game of hide and seek. This is where we're at so far.
One. The country's biggest ever game of hide and seek continues.
I'm like a hunter. I will hunt you down. I will track you down. I am the tracker.
So if you're driving your car and you're stuck at some traffic lights and you're in a silver car with a person in a green top walking in front of you, I can see you.
It's Dev here. I'm not playing games anymore. Oh. It's time to step this up a gear. I'm getting in a car and I'm coming to find you.
Yesterday, everyone was sort of fixated on Nottingham. Today, it feels like fixated on Manchester.
I am Katie Singleton and I am sick of this hide and seek game. Greg, Grimmy, come out wherever you are.
We could be behind this door.
Should we do a countdown?
Three, two, one, knock. Kel?
Yes?
We're not even in Greater Manchester.
We know we have the Titanic building, which is quite an iconic Belfast building. And if you stand in it and you look out the window, on one side you can see Samson and Goliath, which are the two cranes. The other side, there's the docks.
We are not in Belfast.
Everything that the guys can see, we can see. The cranes, the building work, the lorries. Literally, we were watching and had our eyes on the Birmingham Library all morning.
It's your man on the ground. I just touched down in Birmingham.
Dev, you're in completely the wrong place.
Oh. I've got sweaty palms.
Panicking.
Right, so Birmingham ruled out. Nottingham ruled out. All of the Midlands ruled out. Manchester, not happening. It's not Belfast. Anywhere else it's not, lads?
It's not my old school.
Yeah, it's not Norwich. Cosno Hills.
That's a lot of
no
the
hills.
UK left, though.
It is, yeah. I mean, I wish I could say I felt we were getting warmer. But we've got another place in a minute, which I think... Well, I think you're there, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, is this just a stab in the dark, or have you got some reason?
No, there's intel.
There's a lot of people... I mean, there has been in other places as well, but there's a lot of people that think you're one particular city. I'll tell you next.
Scott Mills.
It's Hide and Seek with Nick Grimshaw and Greg James on Radio 1. We still haven't found them. 21 hours now. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so here is where a lot of people think you are. The city is the one that you, Nick Grimshaw, went to university at. Liverpool.
Mm. Oh, I was hoping the noises might give it away.
Well, this was talked about quite a lot already today, this city, and potentially being here. And even last night, Charlie Sloth spoke about it.
There's a lot of things adding up. We've got Hannah on the line right now.
Hey, Hannah.
Hello.
Okay, your theories, please.
Right, so basically, obviously, Grimmy went to university in Liverpool.
Yep.
And in the Instagrams that have been put up, there's pictures of chairs which look suspiciously like the chairs in one of the conference rooms in the Liver building in Liverpool.
The Liver building in Liverpool.
There's other things adding up. The cranes could be from the docks. Panic room. There's a lot of people talking about Panic Room. There's some by Camel Fat who are from Liverpool.
Also, the restaurants that were mentioned where you got food, they are all in that area.
Right. Mm. Well, you know, last night, Charlie Sloth was throwing accusations out. And you can't just do that. You can't just say a place and then not back it up.
So
But if you think that you've got a lead, you got to send Dev there.
Yeah, you could send Dev down there, just like Birmingham. That was fun.
I quite like that we can mobilise him, Scott, to be fair.
I mean, it's going to take him a while.
Mobilise Dev.
Hang on a minute. Loads of people are saying you just said, instead of potentially there, that you just said, we are here.
When?
Grimmy just said it.
I said what?
You said, instead of going, well, we could potentially be there, you said we could potentially be here. It should have been there.
Where's here, though?
Well, where we're just talking about.
The wording's really getting me.
But how sure are you? Because Dev was pretty sure that we were in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Right.
Hannah,
what do you think? Where the directions around the building. Yeah.
Hannah, what do you think?
I think they're there.
I think we need to get more evidence. We need to focus down on this.
Right.
Everyone help us out.
But for now, let's direct the search to the Liver building in Liverpool, or Liverpool the city generally, because I feel that we're warm.
Scott Mills.
I mean, some people have got stuff to do today, like work and that, and it's really distracting them. But you just can't switch off, can you? You've just got to listen to it. Is there a hint of a mention of Liverpool in that song we just played by Curtis? Some people are saying yes. He says about running through Liverpool.
This whole game, though, it keeps moving, doesn't it? And the focus keeps changing, but I think we've got to follow through with this properly. And loads of people are trying to help us with the Liverpool theory at the moment. We're getting so many messages in.
A lot of people are saying, guys, you're the only show with your own private investigator. Why aren't you using him? Well, we are now. Good afternoon, James, the private investigator.
Good afternoon, guys.
Okay, right. So, Grimmy, Greg, are you there?
Hello.
We are here.
Okay. We have the added advantage here, guys, of them being overtired.
Really?
Okay, James.
Really tired.
Do your best work.
How you doing, guys?
We're good, thanks, James. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. I had a lot of sleep last night.
We're sleepy.
We didn't have a lot of sleep last night.
I didn't think you would, but that's okay. That's fine. Just relax.
I mean, we haven't been relaxed since yesterday.
Things about James, he's got a very soothing voice, but he will get to the heart of the problem, the matter.
No, this is the thing.
Sometimes a soothing voice sends me under. It makes me more anxious. Like when someone starts doing like massage voice, like, just lie down. Like,
just relax. The least relaxing thing in the whole world is someone saying, relax.
Yeah, relax, guys, relax. It's fine.
Okay, what have you got?
I've got a few questions I want to ask you guys, but I think I'm going to go into a few more details later on with some questions. But I've got a couple that I want to just fire away to you now, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Where are you?
What a great investigator.
James. Anyway, it was nice to have you on the show, James.
Worth a try. So where you are, can you tell me, has there ever been a Radio 1 event there?
We had these not to do you down, James, but we had these sorts of basic questions from Charlie Slough last night. And
Charlie Slough's plus ones had better questions than this.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just going to jump straight to one more question. I'll let you go because I know you're tired. Can we talk about the chair you're sitting on at the moment?
Yeah. Some chairs?
Yeah. What kind of chair are you sitting on at the moment, guys?
I'd feel like the designer might be German.
Yeah. Is it a brown leather chair?
Sort of.
No.
I wouldn't say it was necessarily.
It's not brown.
Not, because
are there chairs like that in the room that you're in now?
Yeah.
Can't see any
brown chairs.
Chairs in here, no.
Leather chairs.
Yeah.
No, not brown.
There's a reason I ask, and I'm gonna tweet it out in a minute for the listeners to see. But Nick, you posted a video yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, you were sitting on a brown leather chair. We think we know where those brown leather chairs are.
Interesting.
I think I found the exact match of them, actually.
Have you found them?
Some intelligence has come in from our eagle-eyed listeners.
Loads of people are noticing this chair thing, and that they potentially match up with the Liver building and chairs in the Liver building. I can add to this as well. Ben has texted in, says, Scott, Chris, PI James, I may have a lead. I've just called the Royal Liver building in Liverpool about booking out the boardroom for later today after following up on a lead on Twitter. And something seemed very fishy. The receptionist told me there's an event on all day and evening.
Maybe it's a brown leather chair convention.
There are. You know, it's funny how people sort of latch on to a thing. Yeah. So there's been loads of things over the last 20 hours or so, and people have been like, they've heard a thing, and they've gone, oh, well, there's a Nando's where I live. So
they've My been like, niece is convinced, and everyone in her office, that we are in Newcastle because of the sky. So,
but there's a, just to counter that thought, I mean, if you look at Twitter, it's just a buzz with people saying Liverpool and Liver building and buildings. And there's a guy whose tweet is saying, I just rang the reception. I interrogated the receptionist and she genuinely didn't have a clue about anything.
Yeah, but she's been sworn to secrecy.
Fake news.
No, because nobody knows
that's
about
the thing.
This.
But she might have been. But or she just might genuinely not know anything.
Okay. I've got a caller which will hopefully give us some more evidence towards where we're thinking next.
Scott Mills.
Hide and Seek with Greg and Nick.
It's the biggest game of hide and seek in the world. They are still hidden. Greg James and Nick Grimshaw. It's our job to find them. Guys, what's the weather like in Liverpool today?
Well, I don't know. I could have a look at the BBC weather app to find out. I'm sure you've got it on your phone.
What's the weather like from where you can see now?
Right now.
Bit grey?
Right now.
Yeah, a little.
It's, well, I don't know, it's sort of brightish. Yeah, brightish.
Brightish.
I'd say it's greyish, but also quite positive. It's not trying to be sad.
You're just talking nonsense now. It's the lack of sleep.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay, hey, we've sent Dev upwards to go try head towards Liverpool way.
Downwards. Upwards.
Upwards.
Or down.
Well, hang on. Grimmy's saying it's down now. But where was Dev last? He was in Birmingham. That would be
up.
So does that mean
up and across?
Do you think that... That spoils Liverpool then?
Well, not at the moment. So, hang on. Earlier on the breakfast show, Greg was looking out the window and he said this on the radio.
There is a little blue car and to the left of you, it's just you and a big, big blue lorry with the word tile on it. Okay?
Oh, my God.
If you're in that blue car, that traffic lights, and behind that lorry is now a cement mixer... And to your right, you look out the window, there's a motorbike that's just pulled up. Then I can see you.
Here's the person who thinks they were in that car. Hello, Faye.
Hello.
So, tell me everything.
So, I found this quite funny. I listen to the radio all the time and thought this is really amusing. I was driving along the Dock Road in Liverpool and there was the tile lorry And then he said, little blue car. And I thought, I drive a blue car.
Whoa.
It was me.
Are you convinced it was you?
I am 99% sure it was me.
Do you think there's any other blue cars in the country?
Yeah, but it's the tile thing.
Did you feel
I'll
like
be
you
honest,
were being watched?
I'll be honest, yeah. Even stranger because it's Greg.
Yes.
I'd take that as a compliment.
How many cement mixes and tile lorries do you get next to blue cars all at once?
I don't know. I haven't got the stats to hand, but...
Very, very different.
Try Top Gear.
Okay, so hang on. So what sort of... Wait a second. I can barely even remember what we were even doing this morning. So what sort of time was this?
What sort of time was it?
It was about 8 o'clock this morning.
And this is when we sent Greg to sort of peer out of a window. I think it was... Because I didn't go to the window. And I think
I
that...
I had a look round for the window opening.
Yeah, I think that... Well, I don't know. I don't know if you were just making that up. Like, you know, like you made up your trip to Nottingham. That was a fake trip. You went there, but for no reason. So I don't know if this was another decoy.
Well...
Definitely not.
I can't even remember what I was... So I was on the stair looking out, and I remember seeing a lady in a green dress.
Yeah.
I remember talking about a blue, and I was just commenting on what I saw. Mm. So you think that I was talking about you at the traffic light, and you were listening to the radio. It's a bit of a...
I was listening to the radio.
But hang on. Why have you not...
She beeped the horn, Greg.
Why have you not said this till now? It's 2 o'clock.
I said it this morning on Instagram.
Oh.
Do you guys remember, Greg, do you remember there being a horn being beeped?
I don't remember a horn.
No.
But I was too busy trying to not get seen by other people in the building.
But would you have heard the horn from where you are, though?
I don't think so.
Oh,
could
you have heard the horn from where you are, Greg?
Probably not.
Is that because the windows are closed?
It's because the road... The junction I was looking at was not actually that close.
Mm. He's got good eyesight.
So if you,
one of the X-Men.
So if you think that was you in the car that I saw, then surely you have got to try and work out if we were around there somewhere. Go back to the place.
Yes.
Yeah.
You hold the answers
can
here.
Can it be done?
Yeah.
What? So are you free?
I'm up for the challenge, yeah.
Okay, we're going to call you just to make sure on all the details, okay? Everyone else, don't do anything at the moment, okay? Because we don't know whether this is, like, a solid lead. But what we'll do is we'll speak to you off-air and see what can be done.
Scott Mills.
We are now 22 hours in to the biggest game of hide-and-seek in the world with Nick Grimshaw and Greg James. 22 hours in, and they're still hidden. Are you there, lads?
Yes.
We are here.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you feeling smug?
We feel tired and quite happy that people seem to care as much as they do. So I suppose that is a bit smug.
That is smug a little bit. It's very exciting to know that you guys are after us.
But it's fun to be part of a massive thing like this and get to do it on the radio because it feels like everyone comes with you and you're just like doing stupid stuff and it's just nonsense.
It does. I mean, it's quite fitting for your last week on the afternoon show, Greg, because it is end of term nonsense.
It's very end of term.
It's fully
very
ridiculous.
Let's just put a film on.
Yeah.
Right. So we've got our lead in Liverpool, which we're still going at until we get proved otherwise.
There are problems. You're so obsessed with Liverpool.
Yeah, we are. There are issues with it. Yeah, apparently some of the shops don't match up. There are some continuity problems that have been texted in. But look, we've got to work with what we've got for now.
Hello, okay. Poppy.
Hello there.
Right. So I know that you've got some info for us or something you think could be a clue, right?
It could be or it could be a massive coincidence, but either or.
Go on then.
A good lead. So basically, I googled the Liver building in Liverpool, and on Google Maps, it is directly between St. Nicholas Place and Nick Grimshaw and
Liverpool James Street Station.
James, yes. Yes, Poppy.
So that might be a big coincidence, or it might be a good lead. I'm not sure.
I love that you're doing this detective work in your own spare time.
So Poppy thinks...
Yeah, I have to leave the office. But
Poppy might, she might rightly think that our egos have got so big that we're like, we've got to pick somewhere that's got our names in the road.
Right between those roads, please.
Hidden and plain sight.
Hang on, what did you say when you left the office? Did you just be like, oh, I've just got to go make an urgent call and then just Googled?
Oh, they don't know where I'm gone. I'm just gone.
You're just gone. She just fled. She just quit that job. Sorry, she's never going back.
This is how invested people are in this now. They're actually leaving their places of work to try and find some clues. And
someone this morning...
Me and my friend Emily have been trying to figure it out since, like, yesterday at 4 p.m. and we have not stopped. Like,
amazing. Well, thank you for being so bothered.
Thank you, Poppy.
No worries.
Thank you. Right, so, Faye... Our listener is on her way to the Liver building. She is representing the whole nation and she's going to try and find out if they're there.
Mate, it's a lot resting on Faye, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. But she can handle it. She's ready.
Okay.
She's on her way.
Because when Dev got it wrong in Birmingham, I felt like Dev was mad. And we know Dev, and I still felt like, oh, we've wound Dev up. Mm. Are we sure we want to wind Faye up?
Also,
we don't know Faye.
We haven't stood Dev down yet. He is heading north as we speak.
Yeah, there was a couple of things you said which might mean that this search isn't over. So just in case, we're sending him up that way anyway.
Okay. I'd say that's pretty wise.
Okay, so Faye, our listener, is on her way. To where we hope... It's the hiding place.
Scott Mills.
James, our private investigator, has been cross-referencing so much stuff. James, do you think we've got them?
I think this is it, boys.
Do you actually?
Yeah. I think we're there.
Okay. Everything's tallying up, right?
I'm pretty confident everything seems to fit.
So, it's Scott and Chris in London here at Radio 1 HQ. Grim and Greg are currently hiding in the Liver building in Liverpool. Hi, guys.
What?
Oh, nice try.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Okay, so... Oh, you sound defeated, like you're about to be found.
No, I think they sound... I would think they'd sound more nervy if they were about to be found.
Just keep
them... it's just... Yeah. We feel incredibly excited by the whole thing, but also really tired.
Of course. Oh, but I'd also... I'd love it if we get you.
Got you now, haven't we?
Huh? Got you now.
I don't know. I don't know if you have.
Okay, so Faye is our Radio 1 listener on the ground representing the entire nation. She's doing the investigating for us. Hello, Faye.
Hello.
Are you feeling the pressure of this? It's a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, I've heard there is. I've had lots of texts to say that the nation is resting on my shoulders.
They really are. Stacey's tweeted, hurry, Faye, you've got the whole nation counting on you.
Where are you now?
You bang that gong,
I'm
girl.
I'm feeling confident. I am outside the Liver building in my little blue car.
Okay, the one that maybe Greg saw this morning when he was looking out the window. So you've parked up now, are you?
I'm just about to park up, yeah.
Okay. After the news...
Yeah.
I am going to send you into that building...
Okay.
And we're going to find them.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You're the only person that can do this and you can bang gong.
I'm feeling confident.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh. This is...
All right.
This is ridiculous.
So, in about 5-10 minutes...
Oh, yeah. Come on!
We're going to send Faye in to that building and see if that's where they are.
Scott Mills.
Okay. The UK's biggest game of hide and seek could be about to be over. If it's not here, we've spent so much time on it.
I mean, the work that everyone has put into this has been phenomenal. We do think we've narrowed it down, though.
If it's not here, like it wasn't Birmingham earlier,
I'm
going to be so upset. Oh, Greg and Grimmy, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We might be closing in.
Well, might be.
So what you're at the... Or your listener, what's her name again?
Faye.
Faye is at the Liver building.
Yeah, I'm going to speak to her now. Hello, Faye.
Hello.
You okay?
I am.
It's all on you, Faye.
Right, so...
No pressure.
Where are you now?
I am in the Liver building.
Where?
I'm on the 7th floor.
Okay, so someone I know...
Ninth.
All about...
I'm telling fibs. I'm on the ninth floor.
Yes, because one of our production team just told you to go high up, didn't they? Because we know they're at a high vantage point.
Well, yeah, the room that we've seen in pictures and we suspect and everything is on a certain floor. You're there.
Yeah.
It's basically down to you now, Faye.
No pressure.
Okay, so... yeah, I guess just have a look around.
So what can you see around you at the moment? You're going out the lift.
Just an empty ninth floor, a few lifts, a set of stairs. Nothing too obvious.
Okay. Well,
why don't you direct like you did in Birmingham and then you weren't there?
Okay, yeah. Have you got some instructions?
Yeah, because what you can do is quite easily just ring the building or Google it and get directions. So, okay. So you're on the ninth floor.
I am.
I believe... In Liverpool, they call that the executive corridor.
Lovely.
Now, out of the lift, Faye, if you turn left...
This is a wind-up again, seriously.
Through the double doors. Yeah.
Going through the double doors.
Immediate right. Through some more double doors.
More double doors.
Into like a... Kind of like a small corridor.
Yeah.
And then if you do a right through some large doors...
Yeah.
If we're in there, you're looking...
The large doors I think I'm in front of.
Okay, well, if you can see some doors, give the doors a little knock.
Yes!
What? No way!
Hang on.
Woo! Yes!
Faye!
Ring the gong!
Ring the gong!
Yes!
Yes!
Come on,
Faye.
That is... Okay. Right, take that microphone,
Faye.
Loving
that gong. We'll have to get you on, Faye.
That is...
Hi,
Faye.
Hi.
I'm Nick. This is Greg. Hi, Faye. Hi.
Hi, Faye.
Take a seat. Wow.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So that has been 22 hours, 38 minutes in hiding. We've been broadcasting on Radio 1. And finally, Faye... has done it.
Wow.
She's found us.
That's
She's
incredible.
Hit that gong.
I feel that this feels really surreal and
I
mad.
I feel quite smug.
So, right, okay, let's just... We haven't been able to talk about any of this stuff.
No.
So we are in the Liver building.
We are?
In Liverpool.
It's a beautiful building.
Yeah.
It's like we thought, well, let's hide in plain sight. Let's hide in one of the most grand, beautiful places in the city. And so talk us through how you remembered this morning, because that's how it all started, right?
Yeah.
And this is we find this really surreal. We're a bit desensitized anyway because we can't function because we're quite tired. But just run us through what happened this morning and what was going on.
So I started listening yesterday at 4 and found it quite amusing. and this
so
morning...
So did we for about an hour.
To 4:30 and she was like, watch Radio 2.
driving across the dock road and you said you're going to do your traffic update.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was this morning and, at like 8.
Yeah,
right?
So we wanted to take a little risk this morning and just be like, right, someone might see me or I could commentate on something. I never thought that.
Oh yeah.
Right, anyway.
Yeah.
So you were driving along.
And you said about a blue van, blue lorry, and I was driving towards one and I thought, I can't be. And then it was a cement mixer and you slight look to the left and you think, oh, I think he's talking about me. So I leaned forward, but I couldn't see any windows and thought, it can't be. And I made a joke to my other half and I said, I wonder if I find them today.
No way.
That is mad.
I've done it.
So then where were you going in the car and why didn't you think, oh, that is me, I'll get out of the car and have a look for them?
If I wasn't doing my dissertation for uni, I'd have got out the car.
Oh, so
I've been to Manchester and back.
So you were convinced, but that's such a surreal situation.
Yeah.
It's like the chances are like lottery chances of me at that moment. I decided to go up to that stairwell, look out. All the people on the commute this morning, that's a busy road out there. All the people at that junction, you were listening to Radio 1 at that time.
Yep.
And you heard me go, if you're in that little blue car and you can see a cement mixer and there was a lorry with the word tile on it.
Tile, yeah, written in white.
And that
that's
was you.
So mad.
How mad is that?
Absolutely
weird.
Ridiculous.
So weird. And
Faye,
now you are here.
Faye, what did you said to your boyfriend today, am I correct? I'm going to be the one that finds them.
I think I'm going to find them. I didn't think I would.
But you said it to him this morning.
I feel quite smug now, Scott.
You should feel smug.
So tell me, like, what have you been doing all day? You've been thinking about it all day. You've had to go and do your dissertation.
Yeah.
When you got out of doing your stuff for uni, you put the radio back on.
Yeah.
Were you still like, oh my God, they've not been found.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back down there.
How have they not found them? I know where they are.
It's funny because people had sort of said, well, what, haven't you tried Liverpool? Why don't you try the big landmarks in Liverpool? But no one actually connected it all.
One of the clues was when you said yesterday, it's ridiculous. I thought, well, it is.
It is a ridiculous building because it's a huge, if you've not seen it before, it's like a massive, massive, really famous building in Liverpool. I went to uni in Liverpool and I've never even been in it before, but you'd always see it. You can sort of see it from everywhere, can't you? So it is ridiculous that we are doing a radio show from such a huge, iconic building.
I mean, there's so many things we need to discuss about this. I'm so relieved that you're here.
Greg, are you doing your show at 4?
Yeah, we'll do the show from here at 4 o'clock today.
Okay.
And I just, it feels so weird. So we've basically been in this building with loads of people in it. And so people have been underneath on the other floors just going about their day. Yeah. And we've been up here the whole time.
Yeah, we're getting loads of messages from people saying, how can this be? I work on the third floor. How can this be? I'm on the second floor. I've not seen them.
Well, because someone who works on our show before, didn't they, went down to the canteen and they overheard people in the canteen of this building being like, have you heard what Greg and Grimmy are doing? They're doing hide and seek. And they had no idea. And they were like, they're somewhere in the UK, apparently.
We were using the same bogs.
Apparently.
Faye, congratulations. Yes. Well done so
massive,
much.
Massive.
You should be a spy, Faye.
I could. Let's branch out.
What's your dissertation on?
Grimshaw and James have been found. We've located the fugitives after 22 hours. This is what it sounded like.
One.
It's the two of us hiding, potentially 63 million people seeking.
This seems unfair, the odds there. 2 versus 63 million.
We're getting a lot of Nottingham and we're getting a lot of Manchester.
My instructions were, make yourself as visible as possible in the middle of Nottingham city centre.
They've said what they can see out the window, which is a crane, 8 lorries and a block of flats.
Matt in Birmingham said cranes, trucks. Could they be the docks?
It's a good shout.
They could be in Liverpool.
Sarah and Nick on the M25 are still thinking Liverpool. Pepper is in Sergeant Pepper. George is in George Harrison. Sounds what? Like Beatle clues.
This is amazing that people are latching on to certain things we're saying.
It's Dev here. I'm not playing games anymore. Oh. It's time to step this up a gear. I'm getting in a car and I'm coming to find you.
Greg, Grimmy, come out wherever you are.
3, 2, 1, knock. Kel?
Yes?
We're not even in Greater Manchester.
We know we have the Titanic building, and if you stand in it and you look out the window, on one side you can see the two cranes, the other side there's the docks.
We are not in Belfast.
Everything that the guys can see, we can see. The cranes, the building work, the lorries. Literally, we were watching and had our eyes on the Birmingham Library all morning.
If I was you, I'd get polish in your gong and wait right there for me.
I've got sweaty palms now.
Panicking.
It's your man on the ground. I just touched down in Birmingham.
Dev, you're in completely the wrong place.
Oh, my God!
Birmingham, ruled out. Nottingham, ruled out. All of the Midlands, ruled out. Manchester, not happening. It's not Belfast. Here is where a lot of people think you are.
There's pictures of chairs which look suspiciously like the chairs in one of the conference rooms in the Liza building in Liverpool.
There is a little blue car, and to the left of you, it's just you and a big, big blue lorry with the words tile.
And then he said, little blue car, and I thought, I drive a blue car. And there was the tile lorry. It was me.
Absolutely incredible. Should we do this every week?
Send them off somewhere else to hide now. Yeah. What a journey it's been. Incredible. Oh. So much fun.
I can't believe the amount of interaction that Radio 1's got through this and the amount of messages from people absolutely 100% hooked on it. Faye is our winner. She found Grimmy and Greg. But where there's a winner, there's always has to be a loser. And that loser is Dev.
poor Dev.
Remember, we sent him north from Birmingham. So if you're with Dev at the moment, or you can see him, maybe if you drive past, can you let him know that it's called off? We don't need him.
Mate, we got him. I just feel like having a party now.
Oh, so do I.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Grimmy.
Hiya. Greg's just having a wee.
I'm feeling so smug now because Basically, me and Chris found you with the help of the listeners. Aha!
We're going to make the montage, so we're happy.
You're going to be in that montage moment at the end. Yeah. But how fun was that? Oh, I loved God. Already people are tweeting me like, do it again! Yeah. No, because we've been in one room together for 22 and a half hours, so we need to leave. Also, we are on the radio till 7, so there's a few more hours still together in this room.
Also, if it was a proper game of hide and seek, because Faye found you, she should now go and hide.
Yeah. Do you feel like hiding, Faye? A couple of going and hiding?
Let's go again.
She could maybe do an hour. She's got a dissertation to do.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah.
That's what Nina and Farnborough suggests, actually. She says, surely, as Scott and Chris have found...
Oh, yeah.
...me and Greg, we go and hide next.
I mean, it was... do you know what? It was one of those things. When it was, like, discussed in the office, I was like, this might be rubbish. Even when we were starting it yesterday, I thought we were still, like, we could be found at, like, 4:10. Do you know what I mean? It could have been something that just happened so quick. Or people might not have been bothered. Like, people might be like, not bothered where you are. You just sound like you're on the radio. But people really got on board with it.
It's a bit like when we first got told that we were going to do the Lollathon last year. And it's like, yeah, it's going to be jokes for 24 hours. I was like, that sounds rubbish. But people really got behind it, you know?
It's very honest. We should do more of this type of stuff, I'm thinking. Let's just
we
get
We should
ridiculous.
Definitely do it again.
Paul says, I'm gutted. I thought I'd solved it too. I rang the Labour building reception and the receptionist lied to me.
No.
She said you weren't there.
She didn't know. No one was in on this. We have been, like, so undercover. I think, like, 10 people in the world knew about this. And, they didn't know. They didn't know what was going on. Like, where we stayed last night, have no idea that Greg and I stayed there last night. The receptionists who are working today have no idea that we've been in this building. So it's been a proper... almost military operation.
I think it's been absolutely brilliant. One of the best things we've done for ages. Thank you, Grimmy. We'll speak to you. Well, we'll speak to you at 4. Maybe you could have a little like power nap now.
Yeah, I might have to. I feel a bit weird. Just okay, hon.
Have an hour.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Someone says, have you asked Dev to turn back in the car? I'm not sure we have.
No, he's... Well, you can just keep heading.
Well, no, I think he'll probably... I mean, he's very loyal. I think he'll probably will be listening to Radio 1. So, Dev, they've been found, Grimmy and Greg. So, stand down. No need. That's it. Come back.
Scott Mills.
Shall we, then? Because I think we all deserve it after the stress of hide and seek.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Here we go. Wednesday... Ross Kemp.
You will never know what that means to me. That is everything! Everything!
The worst loser ever on Come Dine With Me.
Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jane. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on. Well, you wouldn't, let's be honest. There's nobody in there, love. So, Jane, take your money and get off my property.
Legend. Love him.
And who remembers?
You're going straight in my basket.
From yesterday's show, Chris needed some man maintenance.
On the website, it says Paddington's buttocks.
Yeah.
If all right, well, if we go by the station names that I see here, if I was to look to get the area between Paddington, and Plumstead,
yeah, the bit in between.
What station's that?
That's not listed as a station, but we can do that. That's not a problem.
Okay. Well, if we just for the sake of this conversation, we'll call that Watford Junction.
Some golf starting tomorrow.
The Open starts.
Good excuse for Ken Brown.
Is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
What about when we did a singing lesson with the script?
When did you wake up?
Woke up this morning, can shake the thunder from last night.
Good. What did you do with the summer?
You left with no warning and took the summer from my life.
Okay, what did you give me?
I gave you my everything, now my world it don't seem right.
Good, let me feel it.
Can we just go back to penis again?
And good news, Jamie.
Top of my head, what first thing I'd buy?
Yeah.
Right, do you know Cadbury's? Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Right, do you know them, like, I remember back in the day when I was an apprentice mechanic, one of my bosses, he brought, like, a big box from Cadbury's of mini eggs, and I'm telling you, you could literally use it as a ball pit. Like, you could just dive in it, and I'd buy one of them.
Come on then. Hello, Tom. On his tractor, he says, you're going straight in my basket.
Oh my God, this message is a really good point. This is my last bumbaleo as a free man.
Oh my God.
Think about it.
It is.
Whoa. Married.
Don't say free man.
Well, how do you... Single.
Single, yes.
But no, in a relationship, not, I mean, sorry.
Well, no, you're already in a relationship.
Yeah, I'm not single, anyway, but not married.
We're wasting time. Stephen in Suffolk says, that was a five-star gap, lads. Sam and Jimmy, they loved it as well. First live bumbleo in ages. Bumbleo my keyboard off at my desk in Newcastle. That is Rick.
Bumbleo.
Bumbleo at my desk in Oxford. Great gap. Great to hear straight in my basket again. That's Gina in Oxford. Felix with his paintbrushes, as always, in Worcester. Sarah the violinist. Delaying her fiddle off in Worthing.
Nina bumbling in Sheffield. Neg minute.
Will bumbling on the tractor in Wales, and Hattie and Cassia in Liverpool. They were also in the Liver building. Didn't see Grimmy or Greg. Adam in Leeds. Here we go.
Oh. Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
George bumbleoing and looking forward to the Royal Welsh Show next week. Banging gap, says Wally in Lincoln. I love that people called Wally listen to Radio 1.
Katie and Ashton, bumbleoing hard, but doesn't think there was enough Gemma Collins in the gap.
No, OK.
No, not this time.
James, who really enjoyed Hide and Seek. And Paul, who says, World Cup over, Hide and Seek over. Cloudy outside, the summer's over. Don't be like that.
I'll be married next week.
And I do believe we have Greg on the line. Gregory, hello.
Scott Mills.
We are back tomorrow with Zed on the show. Join us from one.
One. What's up, guys? I'm Javan Wade.
Yep, and I'm Perso Ascot.
How I Got Here from Radio 1's Academy.
Yes, we're talking to the brightest young things who have forged their own careers. Everyone wants their story to sound magic, innit? Mine was simple. It's just the classroom. Created my own stage in class. But then someone mentioned stand-up to me. It just looked good. It looked appealing to me.
I said, I don't want to do football anymore. I want to do acting. And everyone's like, what? You want to act? Javan, footballer, wants to act.
Yeah. I swear, that gig opened up everything. And it was the one performance I never got paid for.
That's How I Got Here from Radio 1's Academy. Download it now from wherever you found this podcast.